it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Sun Devil Show, guys. Shout out to OG's Brands, the official sponsor of Flavoring Fridays. Head on over to OG'sBrands.com to see their full lineup, including their two newest gummies, the OG's Naturals and the Big OG's, and find out where you can purchase. I'm Anthony Totri.
Yeah, you are.
This guy right here. Yeah, that's Shane Diefenbach, the fish keeper himself. We got DJ Danielle behind the Mac.
DJ Danielle.
Making all the magic happen. Guys, do us a solid. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button. And wherever you get your podcasts, drop a 5-star review. Let us know what you like about this podcast. Take it a step further. Let me know which ASU football player you're most excited to see in 2024. Shane, I'll start with you.
Kent, is he playing?
No, I think he's still a ways away.
Scat is the easy answer.
Is that what you're about? The easy road?
Yeah, I'm just about. I just like coasting.
Yeah,
big coaster.
Yeah.
Big coaster.
That's a crazy nickname.
Jordan Tyson is another guy that was really fun to watch today. But yeah, if the offense was one person, I would say that.
Okay, no, that's fair.
It's not fair.
I think for me, the answer is going to be Montana Warren.
Ooh.
On the defensive side of the ball. A guy that I think has really, really progressed. Again, from the first practice, from the first time we interviewed him on the show on signing day a while back. This kid has...
It's not Marcus and Douglas?
No, it's not Marcus and Douglas, the evolved version. No, Montana Warren, I think, is going to be a big part of this secondary. I would also say Tony Lewis and Kuba. For some reason, looks like he's gotten taller over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, like last week, he was an inch shorter.
It's crazy.
It could be possible.
I think this kid, a full summer and a full year in this program in the Division I space, I think for him is going to be huge in terms of just really growing into his body. And I think he has the potential to be a really talented corner.
Yeah, he had a couple good reps today. He did catch the brunt of a hit from, was that Relique?
Yes.
Yeah. But he was solid today.
Yeah.
As a guy again who isn't even a freshman in college yet, it's impressive to see some of his technique. I knew he was going to be a pretty big piece of this freshman class, figuratively and literally. Like, he's just built like an outside corner. And he's got technique, which is huge.
And it's huge for ASU, right, to replace that size on the perimeter that they had in Roe Torrance last season, right?
We just did a spring game. It was. I liked last year's spring game a little more in terms of the actual stuff. I felt like there was more live period last year. What did you think? The turnout and the events beforehand were definitely better.
Yeah,
this year.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, it was very, I don't know. I don't know if comparing it to last year, because last year it was the first one with Kenny. It was during the day, right after the Pats run. Mm-hmm. You had the Bustle with the Boys guys out there. So I think the hype.
Last year was really silly.
I think the hype for last year was definitely there. I think that there was a little bit less hype for this spring game.
Yeah.
But I think I saw more consistency from the actual players.
There was more football this year.
Yeah, which is what you'd want, right?
Usually, what you'd want
for the spring game. So let's go ahead. Let's start talking a little bit about what we saw this evening, because it was a little bit different than
that
what we saw.
That little girl that
practices.
Was out there can't catch shit.
No. The old dude with the helmet on.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, absolute dog. He's got a chance to be real special.
Can we talk about that before we get into actual football?
Yeah, which part?
So they So for those of you guys who weren't there and don't know what the hell we're talking about, that's a crazy statement to just randomly say. They have fans participate in like field goal challenges, but also punt returning challenges, basically just field a punt. And the winds were crazy today.
Yeah.
Like 20 mile an hour, 30 mile an hour gusts probably up there where the ball was being kicked.
Up there.
You know, way up there. And they had a, shit, I don't know, probably like 12-year-old girl back there in a helmet fielding a punt. And fielding a punt is not easy to do. Like, it seems simple. Catch the ball. It's not that easy. When there's wind, there's wind blowing, it's impossible. I was shocked when they had them doing that. I'm like, stop.
I expected her to do better than she did, to be honest with you. Like, I'm just going to be totally frank with you.
She put in a good effort, though.
Yeah, she did.
It wasn't,
sometimes effort's not enough. It is what it is. Yeah, you just got to be better. She'll be better next year when she's 13.
But the actual X's and O's in the actual football side of it, we saw some fun things. It's really hard to judge this offense. You know, the quarterbacks looked rough, but there was gale force winds out there.
Yeah, the quarterbacks were certainly an interesting part today. And I would say it's ironic enough we get to the spring game and the quarterbacks don't look their best. The quarterbacks have looked pretty decent throughout spring ball.
And you would expect there's another one in here.
Maybe two.
The best quarterback today, as Kenny called him, the Novinator.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Multiple times. Novi looked pretty fun. Pretty good today.
I think today he was able to put on a show just in terms of his athleticism, right? As a walk-on, there's no pressure on him, I think, in this moment. No. So he was able to go out there and really just, you know, be comfortable, do his thing. For me, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Jordan Tyson had his moments. Raleigh Brown, a dude who's just dominated really all spring. And he was out there again. I turned to you at a certain point and I said, you know what? Raleigh Brown's going to have 1,000 all-purpose yards pretty easily this season because he is that type of running back. If he stays healthy, he is certainly capable of putting on a show in terms of his moves. And I think we saw it today on display. He's not afraid to lower his shoulder and run through guys.
That was the most surprising thing today. For me, like seeing him, actually, it's the second most surprising thing. We'll get to the most surprising thing in a little bit. Seeing him like create contact and go through people as a shorter guy, obviously, as Totri loves to say,
it's what we do.
Done. It's not what I was saying. You just love saying low man wins. low man wins, but he's got some absolute strength to him, especially his lower body.
Low man wins, baby. Yeah.
For those of you listening on audio, Totri just scooted his chair down. Have fun getting back up here.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, here.
But yeah, really Brown's going to be a really fun part of this offense. As we've mentioned, Kenny and the staff has said is the every down back, but it doesn't mean that Raleigh and Scott can't be on the field at the same time. And
obviously every down, some of these other ones, too. Yeah,
and obviously every down doesn't literally mean every down. But for the most part, he's going to be carrying the brunt of the work.
So. Yeah. I'm curious for you, right? We've seen some departures. We saw Jaden Rashada enter the portal. We saw Elijah Badger enter the portal. We saw Bryce Pierre enter the portal. We saw Ed Woods enter the portal. Defensive lineman enter the portal. Was it noticeable that those guys were out of the room this time?
No. Not at any position. No, because like there's no production that you're seeing lacking because it's a spring game. There's no stats. There's no target share. Like you don't see it yet. I mean, I'm sure you're going to miss a playmaker like Badger, but can you want people that want to be here and next man up? Like I'm sure that they're going to be fine at the wide receiver room. So no,
I mean, you talk about players that want to be here, right? Like the first, 2-3 rows were just, it was littered with recruits and potential commits and guys that were already committed to Arizona State. Expect Arizona State to, again, have a really, really prominent class of 2025, class of 2026 recruiting weekend this weekend.
2025, that class is already looking really good. And we've heard some other names, high four-star guys that could commit as soon as this weekend. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
For Sun Devil fans.
Look, I know we've got Sweet Prince Kenny in the chat. I'm sure Shorepuss is in here. Shout out to everybody that said hello at the spring game. Was out there. It doesn't go unnoticed. I know we had a couple people come up and say some things. Again, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button if you haven't
already. Sharon flexing on us with two pairs of AirPods, two different pairs. She's got the dance competition in one ear and us in the other. That's crazy.
Yeah, I
absolutely
can't imagine like what you're hearing.
I actually do have two pairs of AirPods also, but that's because I found one on the bus that I was living on.
I forgot you lived on a bus.
It was an RV. It's just easier to say bus. It'd be crazy if I was living on a public bus.
Why is it easier to say bus? One's three letters, one's two. It'd be easier.
One's one syllable, one's two syllables. RV, bus.
Arv. Well, you just said, no?
So I'm barking at that one.
Arv. The time I lived in a roof.
Also, XDS4325, license plate. That's what I'm going to call you from now on. License plate. No, I have no reassurance for you.
Talking about the Suns.
The Suns are going to do anything. I'm
short bus. I see you. We couldn't find him. I couldn't find him, dude. It's tough. It's a tough life, man. Look, in terms of the actual spring game, we can sit up here and talk about it. And that's what we're going to do. But I think there's a lot of people. No. Look, I think there's a lot of people that want to hear from Kenny Dillingham, right? It's the last spring practice, year two.
So we got
the
him.
Changes.
Come on, Kenny.
Yeah, that'd be great. No, he just pops up like yeah, right here. That'd be crazy. No, in all seriousness, Kenny Dillingham, again, I think you saw the changes, Shane, from the very first spring practice last season to the last practice of the second spring session. And it feels like the culture has been established.
Yeah, as I've said before on the show, it does not feel like this is his second year.
No.
And that he's only been at the reins of this program for a year and three months or whatever it's been. Like, it's crazy. But he's done such a good job of digging those roots in and establishing this culture. It feels like Sun Devil Stadium has always been Kenny's field, you know? So it's really good to see. And yeah, you can feel the culture here, and the players love playing for a guy like him.
Oh, yeah. Tell. Absolutely. Guys, this is what Coach Kenny Dillingham had to say about the effort and the energy at the Arizona State spring game.
Yeah, our kids are going to compete. I think that's going to be the identity of our team. We're not going to quit. These guys that we've signed love football. In the middle of exit interviews, and they all love it here so far, the people I've met with. And they love the team. They love the culture. They hang out with each other out of here. And when you do that, you play harder for one another. And, you know, that was a miniature scrimmage with some fun things before. And I actually thought they had great energy, great juice. The competitive fire was there. And that's what I look to see in these settings is who doesn't want to turn it down. And we told Leaf he wasn't going. He went in. We told Jordan we didn't want him to go. He went in. We told Scott we were going to limit him. He put himself back in. And those are the guys that you win football games with, are guys that love the game of football and love contact and just everything about it.
I love all of that, except maybe the I'm good, coach, put me back in. Obviously, they wouldn't overlook a serious injury. So the jokes aside, it is really cool to see that how much these guys want to compete, even if it's just a spring game. And yeah, it's Kenny. I swear, and I know he's not going to ever admit it, and I don't know if this is true, but it always just seems to me, ever since the departures of Rashada and Badger, he's always like, we want guys that want to be here. And that's not shots at them personally. That's just shots at – it's not even shots. It's just the truth. He's like, if you're not fully in, you're out.
I think it even goes before Rashada and
– for sure. But it feels like lately.
Yeah. Yeah. And said a little
more to just –
that's fair.
Hammer it home.
This what he just said, I think, goes hand in hand with something else that he said in terms of the guys that they're trying to get here. They want dudes that love the game of football, and that's something that has really stood out about this team and roster already. Is there are just gamers on this
dudes
team, really, in every position room. You could talk about the running backs and Relik Brown and Cam Scataboo that I think are going to be a real serious two-headed monster. But you look at the rest of that room. Right. We've seen Kyson Brown grow as a running back. We've seen DeCarlos Brooks, what he was capable of last season. He can carry the load. And that's without a guy like Jason Brown Jr., your blue chip running back.
Highest recruit in the incoming class.
In the class of 2024, getting here in the fall. You could talk about the wide receiver room in a Jordan Tyson capable of being a wide receiver one. A Troy O'Meary that's got the size and the presence of a true wide receiver. Melquan Stovall's got the best hands on the damn team. And like, there's talent across the board here. And that, I think, if you're an Arizona State fan and you're looking at this roster specifically, I think it's going to be easier to root for guys this season than maybe in years past as Sun Devil fans.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people that still struggle with the idea of the transfer portal and NIL. And it's like, oh, well, why would I root for these guys if they're only going to be here for a year? There are guys on this roster that are going to be here for just a year, and they are going to be massive contributors that you are going to want to root for.
Just because you got your heart broken by somebody doesn't mean you got to stop dating. Like, you might go on one date with somebody.
I have used this analogy. Yeah.
You might go on a date with somebody and it's the best date ever, but you never see him again. It's okay. It's okay. You learn from that. You get stronger.
Yeah. You don't just go, oh my God, another one. Yeah. Ah!
Who cares that they left you at the popcorn stand?
Popcorn stand?
Yeah, you're at the fair analogy. Who cares that you said you'd go get them funnel cakes and they're gone when you come back?
Dude, a funnel cake would fuck right now.
It would be so good.
This feels really like targeted at me right now.
Targeted at you?
Has this happened to you?
Have you been left at a funnel cake stand?
Not at a funnel cake stand. I got dumped like 10 years ago and haven't been on date since.
Holy shit. Well.
Danielle? Figure it out.
Well,
who cares about the transfer portal?
On that note, guys, bet on yourself.
Yes.
And bet on BetMGM, the sportsbook app.
You can't
guys.
Actually bet on yourself on BetMGM.
Not yet.
Well, I think there'd be some guys, legal things there.
They've got a great offer for you. Yeah. Download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account. Place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If the bet loses and if the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. Not to mention BetMGM, they're rolling out the MLB Grand Slam Jackpot. It's a weekly bet and get promotion. All you got to do, place a $10 or more wager on any player to hit a home run every weekend, so Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And if the player hits a grand slam on that day, they can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize with every other winning bettor. Again, guys, sign up for BetMGM and use that bonus code PHNX. Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app.
Do it.
At least $10, and you guys are going to receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. Check out the show notes for full details. And now listen to the Fish Keeper talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY, 467-369, New York. Call 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Get stuffed. Sometimes you have a long week and you just want to relax on the couch, but you get that Sunday scary before Sunday even hits because you got so much to do the next week.
So Saturday scaries?
Or Friday night scaries.
You got the Friday night fevers?
I have the Friday night fevers.
No.
Friday night fevers.
Scary. Well, your fever's your head, buddy. So
no, you have chills when you have a fever.
Yeah, but you like, I got a fever and you're like this though.
Yeah, I have a fever. I have chills right now.
No.
Yes.
No. You say I got the chills. Not I have the, it's like, oh, I have the chills.
No.
Or like, oh, my back hurts. Like that's what you're doing.
Chills is such a common. Shut up, man. Take some OGs, Tochi.
Shut up, man.
Shut up and take some OGs. When Tochi takes OGs, sometimes he's like text me things and I'm like, go to bed.
Sometimes I enter the fourth dimension.
Go to bed. And OGs can make you feel like that, or they can just chill you out. As we said, they got the OGs Naturals and the big OGs. The OGs Naturals are the vegan gummies made with live rosin, available in a sweet clementine flavor. That's what they used to call me in high school, sweet clementine. Yep. And meanwhile, the big OGs is a mega version of the OGs. So love that. To learn more about OG's gummies and where you can find them, head over to OG'sBrands.com. You got to be 21 years or older to enjoy responsibly. Also, take some OG's and go watch The Shit Show that just came out.
That was pretty good.
It's hilarious. I wanted to talk to very, very, very high people at Budsapalooza. I'll drop the link in the chat for that right now.
Love it. Love it. Look, I know we're going to be focusing a lot on the spring game, but today was the last spring practice.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, buddy. So my tan is definitely going to be going away over the next few days, which is tough. But for you, Shane, give me three winners of spring football here in 2024.
You go first.
That's crazy that I just asked you a question. No, you're like, first.
Well, I'm not done putting this in the chat.
Okay.
All right, it's in the chat, guys.
Winners. Okay, but you can't copy me.
Okay.
Relique Brown.
I'm going to go with Relique Brown one. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Relique Brown, definitely number one. I think heading into the spring, there were a lot of people that knew what he was capable of, but still it was Cam Scataboo's job, yeah, pretty much. I think I can confidently say now, Relique Brown is the second head to this three-headed monster. And I think Relique Brown is a guy that certainly is going to be, if not the most targeted, the second most targeted weapon in this offense, because he can do it all. I know we saw it on tape. This is a kid that is as good as advertised, yeah, if not better.
Better, for sure, because you didn't see all of it at USC.
Yeah. That's my first winner. I'll let you go now.
Okay. My first winner is trying to pick somebody from the corner. There's so many good corners. Can I just say the entire?
You can say Brian Carrington.
Can I say the entire freshman class?
Yeah, you can.
From the entire defensive back freshman class. Chris Johnson.
Kuba, Bimage.
Like, all of those guys have showed something different during spring.
Yeah.
And they've all competed with fire that you, again, don't expect a guy that young to do.
No, yeah. It's been really, really impressive to see those guys already out there. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that unit, we know, like, defensive backs, right? They've always got swag to them. They jaw around, yeah, a little bit. This is a unit that I think has really started to mirror the position coach in Brian Carrington, yeah, with the swag that they have just on the field, right? Just in terms, yes, of, like, this is a unit that is going to get in your face. They are not afraid of you.
Nope.
They don't care how talented the wide receivers are. They believe that they are better. And, you know,
that's what you got to do if a DB.
You do. You do. And it's crazy to me, though, that we can sit here and talk about Tony Lewis and Kuba, Rodney Bimage and Chris Johnson as already getting that accomplished, yep, in 4 weeks.
Yep.
Right. So imagine what a summer in the weight room. Yep. And then you get to the fall, how good these guys are going to be with some of these transfers that you've brought in Javen Robinson, LaTerrence Welch, Miles Rouser, Kamari Wilson. Like, there's a lot of really, really talented guys here. And
there's going to be more guys probably coming,
yeah,
in.
You're absolutely right. That brings me, while we're talking about the defensive backs, your
darling,
Keith Abney.
Oh, really?
Keith Abney. Who are you thinking? I was going to say Cole Martin.
Yeah.
I love Cole Martin. Cole Martin's a hell of a player, hell of a dog, and he's going to be, I think, the best defensive player on this team.
Wow.
Keith Abney, though, has had just a phenomenal spring.
Yeah.
And he has really, I think, started to get comfortable and confident with who he is as a player. I think that's a tough thing to do as a young defensive back specifically, because what did we just talk about? You have all those personalities out there. You've got guys that, you know, were returning, guys coming from LSU, Florida, all over the nation. Keith Abney last year was just trying to figure out who the hell he was. And I think now he has solidified himself as one of the best defensive backs, yeah, on this team.
As a true sophomore.
And a leader on, yeah, this team.
Definitely.
So he's my second winner.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the biggest winner, I think, in ASU football from the spring. Ever since he got healthy and started practicing.
Yeah.
He's looked insane. It's Jordan Tyson. I mean, the dude is just... You said it. He looks like he gets bigger every day.
Yeah, it does. Like, it's weird.
And he ran some nasty routes today. Unfortunately, a couple overthrows missed him, most likely because of the wind. And we're just going to say that. But yeah, Jordan Tyson has been so impressive in practice. He was so impressive today. And yeah, you just got to hope. How many days you got left until the portal closes? 4? 3?
Closes on the 30th for anybody other than grad students.
So there we go. So 3 more days. He's got to hope he stays.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
I think he does.
Third winner. This is tough. This is a tough one because I feel like we've talked about the wideouts specifically. We've talked about the defensive backs, running backs. I think for me, the third winner.
I got mine.
Okay, you go then.
CJ Fight.
I think he counts as winners 3 and 4.
Yeah. He's going to be the defensive line.
Yeah.
Like, that man is so
talk big. About holding the line.
Yeah. Oh my God. He's gonna hold up 2 linemen like this and start bench pressing them. Ow.
You good?
Just hit my elbow on the fake cactus. Oh, real cactus, man. I mean. Yeah, CJ Fight has been so impressive physically. And again, he's still a freshman technically.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm sure the summer is gonna do wonders to his strength and conditioning program.
Okay, my third winner, Jordan Crook. I'm going to go left field here. I was very adamant about the linebackers leading into spring ball. I thought there was a position group that was slept on. Zyrus Fiasseau from San Diego State, phenomenal linebacker.
You just like saying his name.
And then Keyshawn Elliott, big linebacker from New Mexico State. I think those guys were the linebackers coming in that there were a lot of people mm-hmm. that were really, really focused on, and rightfully so because of what they had accomplished in the past. Jordan Crook has looked like a real linebacker, looks like an SEC linebacker, looks like a dude that, you know, transferred from Arkansas. And it's been really, really impressive to see what he's been able to do, not only up front in the run game, but I've been wildly impressed with his coverage skills as well with some of these running backs and tight ends. Mm-hmm. So he is certainly a guy that I expect to see certainly get some run this season.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be totally shocked if he started. Wouldn't be totally shocked.
Yeah,
I
got no idea what to make of the linebacker room yet. But I don't know if we're going to have really any real idea of what the starters are going to be.
Yeah.
And who's going to get most of the... Caleb McCullough had a really good spring game today.
Yeah. Too.
He had a pick. I'd probably expect him to start aside somebody, but...
You think? Yeah. It's tough to peg who's going to start at that linebacker spot.
Yeah. We'll obviously be able to get a better idea a couple weeks into fall camp, but right now I got no clue.
Yeah, Julian in the chat, I spy Toe Tree at the spring game, LOL. William in the chat, I'm going to need to know where Shane, got his insoles. Toe Tree trying to get to 6 foot. No, you're absolutely right. Shane just has, me and him are actually the same height. He's just got really tall shoes and really long knees. That's what.
Long knees?
Yeah.
Ew.
You got long knees. Ew. That is kind of gross, isn't it?
That's the scar thing.
Long knees. Ugh. Long knee Larry?
You did that.
Long knee Larry.
Don't. Ugh, you did that.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's okay. It is what it is. Imagine a Santa Claus that had like a long knee. What? Because you're sitting on Santa's lap, you know? Sitting on his knee. No? Nobody? No? Look. I'm sorry, okay? I want to apologize for the long knee comment. It is what it is at this point. Look, this wasn't... Spring football is not just a time to evaluate the players. You're just going to have to get over it, man. You're just going to have to get over it. It's not just a time to evaluate the players. It's also a time to evaluate some of the position coaches. And Kenny Dillingham spoke after the spring game just in terms of Hines Ward and really how these players feel about a lot of these position coaches.
Yeah, it was nice. We had exit interviews, and you know, I make them rate their coaches 1 through 10, and I go through a whole bunch of things because that's important to me. And it was like the guys I've met with so far, like Hines Ward 10, Hines Ward 10, Hines Ward 10. I'm like, cool. He won Super Bowls. Yeah, he's the MVP. He's the only active coach that won a Super Bowl MVP in the country. Okay. Why? Don't just give me an answer. Why? And the answer was, we learned. He's teaching me coverages. He's teaching me what to see pre-snap. He's teaching me different ways to release. Instead of swimming, punch through. Because if you swim, you activate and you open up your rib cage. But if you punch and drive, swipe and punch, right, you don't open that up. You know, instead of moving your hand, right, give him an elbow, a chicken wing. All the little things that he acquired through being as successful as he's been, and a guy who doesn't have to do it, wanting to do it, so he has the passion every day, that's pretty cool.
I love how Kenny just gets on tangents. Like, he's just teaching the entire media room how to run routes. It's so funny.
Or he flips questions where he's like, we'll ask him, like, what'd you think of the culture? What do you think of the vibe? He
did that to me.
Like, he's like, no, what'd you think about it?
Well,
motherfucker, I'm asking you. Tell me what you think, and I'll let you know later what I think.
Yeah.
Just answer the damn question.
I do love that all of the wide receivers are obsessed with Hines already.
Yeah.
It's a really good sign.
And it's funny. And I don't want to, you know, beat this drum too heavily because we've talked about it before on the show with Elijah Badger. But I had another conversation with a different media member out there today that kind of echoed what I had seen the very first practice when Hines was out there, that it didn't feel like it was a match between Hines and EK. Not to say again that that's the sole reason that he left, but that's something that was noticeable now to multiple people, that it just didn't seem like it was a fit coaching style wise.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it really would have been a fit with a lot of guys that came in here with him, just because as a coach, like coming into a new program, you kind of like want to make sure that the players respect you. Mm-hmm. And not to say EK didn't respect him, but like this is EK's room. Yeah. He is the wide receiver, and to have to start over. And again, like he this could have nothing to do with why he left, but like that would be a reason why somebody could transfer out and somebody a way that you're going to feel, because you kind of reset the entire room after that. Like you have to earn that coach's respect.
Yeah. Again. No, you're absolutely right. Look, I think anytime you're talking about a transfer leaving Arizona State,
maybe he hated the Steelers.
Maybe he, you know, I think again, when you're talking about a player entering the portal, football, basketball, whatever, here in the Valley, I think the immediate thing that you have to turn to is that's a player that just, you know, I don't know, man. I just don't get it sometimes.
What?
I think it just had a brain aneurysm, to be honest with you.
That was insane.
Yeah, it just had a little stroke.
I almost let you go with that, but
I just had a stroke.
When a player enters the portal.
You want to know what I was really trying to do? You know what I was really trying to do? I was trying to transition. And there wasn't like a good.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
When somebody enters the portal, you're like, really? With Legal Pete's like right around the corner?
Yeah. Leave? Yeah, no, that's fair. Or like, yeah, no, you're absolutely
just
right.
Just dunk it.
No, yeah. Let's just slam it home. Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. Guys, Illegal Pete's. Spring football may be over, but it was beautiful outside today. It was absolutely beautiful. The weather was incredible, aside from the 100-mile-an-hour winds. But it's okay. Illegal Pete's has an inside, guys.
Okay. That's enough of you. Illegal Pete's, I was down in the one in Tucson, and even though it's in Tucson, they have a balcony, and the balcony was elite. Potatoes in a burrito and in a bowl are so good. Are you pro potato, Danielle?
Absolutely.
Yeah, potatoes are so great. The margaritas are strong. Their vibes are immaculate. If you want to be as dumb as Toe Tree, you can drink six of the margaritas and feel a little stupid.
Wow.
Illegal Pete's is your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. And you know, sometimes you're driving home and you need gas, and you're like, I can wait a little longer. Are you a guy that like waits until it's
beer? I am.
I know. I respect that, brother. Like Leah has to get gas as soon as her gas hits like a half a tank.
That's crazy.
I've ran out of gas one time.
I have not done that.
But
stupid.
It is rare that it happens. But if I do go get gas, it is.
It's got to be at Circle K, guys, because they're helping you save money every single day with their new free membership program, Inner Circle. Your first five fill-ups, you guys can save 25 cents per gallon. And if that's not enough, every single day after that, you can save 3 cents. Not to mention, if you're a big snacker, get every sixth free in a selection of those Circle K products. We're talking pizza, coffee, ice cold fountain drinks, and more. Now that you mention it, I'm going to probably have to stop at Circle K after this show because I do need gas. And hey, I could use a treat at this hour.
Yeah.
Join Inner Circle for free by downloading that Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details.
There was a great crowd today.
There was.
Touch on that.
There was. Let's talk about it because it is, again, I think when you're talking about Kenny Dillingham, Arizona State, the Activate the Valley mentality that is really trying to be thrown out there by the staff, by the players. I think it's easy at certain points for the fan base to not show up. Right. I was pleasantly surprised with the number of people that were out there, not just like young fans, not just older fans, but there was like a good group, like from children to grandparents out there that were really just in full support.
The Suns are dead, by the way. They're down 19.
Blow it up.
Yeah. Blow it up. This is why we do ASU sports, because we're consistent here.
Yeah,
consistently okay for the last 3 years. That's going to change soon.
Mm-hmm.
We hope. You know what my number one takeaway was from today?
Hmm.
Sam Levitt has an incredible quarterback voice.
You did say that.
You know what it sounds like? Ready, come on! Here we go! It's like really raspy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did I feel like I was in a tunnel with that?
Because we're in a smaller room.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's fair. It's just echo.
You're not listening to it on headphones.
I heard it twice. It's crazy.
Oh, it's called an echo.
You know what I'm going to hear? You're going to hear Sam Levitt's quarterback voice.
You're going to hear the period.
I'm going to hear period 10, team tempo, like 3 o'clock in the morning. Uh-huh. It's going to be that. Those are my Sunday scaries. Yeah. So when I wake up to that.
Period 9, Anthony Toe Tree one-on-ones.
Oh, shit. My door just slowly creaks open.
Lee Feltanu. Toe tree. Oh,
shit. I'm hearing that in the morning.
Yeah.
Like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. That'll be tough for me. No, Leaf is going to be one of the best players on this team, I think, as well. And I feel like
he is the best, one of the best players on this team.
I think there was some like network out there, some Twitter account that had him ranked the number one center in the Big 12 this year.
Yeah.
That's huge.
I think he is.
How important do you think that's going to be for whoever starts at quarterback?
I think it's important for the entire offensive line, or the entire offense. But yeah, it's so big to have. It's like having a good catcher in baseball. Like
yeah.
You need that if you're the starting quarterback. So yeah, it's huge. It's invaluable to have a guy who's obviously technique is so sound, but leadership skills are second to none.
You're absolutely right. House of Heat Sports. I was definitely shocked how many people showed up today. The Valley was really activated today. Yeah, and they did that while the Suns was going on, or the night that the Suns were playing, the D-backs, the NFL draft. Like, taking all that into consideration, like, that was a great crowd for everything going on in sports here in the Valley. Sweet Prince Kenny, thank God I have you too, because the rest of AZ Sports has let me down. We've got you. We've got you, Donald. I love it. I was telling Shane earlier, we've created Batman and Robin in our Die Hard Discord between Donald and Short Bus.
Yeah. So if you want to become Penguin or...
No, they've got to be villains.
Yeah. Who's the... If you want to become Catwoman? No, that's not the...
Hit me up. Guys, head over to gophnx.com. Click that Die Hard tab, and you're going to see everything that you are going to unlock when you become gophnx Die Hard. Discounts on events.
You get significantly dumber when you're in the office past 9 o'clock.
I do. I really do. Why do you think the post-game shows are always off the fucking rails?
Yeah, you weren't here for our post-game basketball shows.
God.
I have been here for those.
Oh. Yeah, but it was just me and Danielle after some of those. It was tough. Guys, again, head over to gophnx.com. Click that Die Hard tab. You're going to see everything that you unlock. But in the fine print, it does say that you do have to pick a villain or hero to play in the Die Hard Discord.
Dungeons and Dragons.
All right, let's get to the real story today. The one player we haven't talked about. Let's talk about Miles Rauser. Dude, can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Sheesh, dude. Like, poor guy that got just the shit knocked out of him. Like, that was a hell of a hit. That was a crazy hit I've seen in spring ball.
That was 15 feet away from us.
Yeah.
It was loud.
Threw that in the Die Hard Discord.
Mm.
Yeah. No, that was, it's interesting because Miles Rauser is a guy that I think there was maybe not pressure on, but I think there were maybe some expectations when he transferred to Arizona State. And we've seen the just how deep that safety room is with Shamari, with Xavier Alford, with Kamari Wilson, with a guy like Montana Warren. And then you got a guy in Miles Rauser who hasn't necessarily, the rally cap's gone, hasn't necessarily fallen down the list. But so many other guys throughout spring have just really stood out. Miles Rauser, today was his day.
Mm-hmm. Julian, join and become Bane.
I was born
in the Discord. You all merely molded by it.
Heard it here first. Shane was born in the Discord. Are you okay?
No, I'm so mad at the Suns for wasting so much time of my life.
This is not a Suns podcast.
Sorry, there's human element to this. My favorite team got taken away from me this week.
Last week.
The Suns got eliminated. Oh.
The Mariners won.
I'm a D-backs fan.
Why is this the... What is this? Like the second time he's elbowed the cactus. Are you okay? You need to do deep breaths?
What did you just say?
Deep breaths.
You can follow me on Twitter, actually.
Oh, my gosh. We're done. We're done. We're calling it?
Yeah.
We're calling it? Uh-huh. Why do you drink water like that, dude? Have you seen this? Dude opens his whole mouth, puts it over the water bottle. It looks like you're like putting something in a bag.
We've gone over this on the show before. It's because my mustache collects so much condensation from whatever I'm drinking. I usually do. I have to.
Wait, do it one more time. No. Do it one more time.
I will throw up if I do.
Why? Why is that the reaction?
I will cough up my water from laughing. We gotta get out of here, dude.
Guys.
Follow the show. Woo! At PHNX_Sundables. You follow me on Twitter at ChainDeef. You follow Touch on Twitter at Anthony_Touchree. You can follow Danielle on Twitter at AbracaDanielle. Anything else?
Audio only episode tomorrow. If you want war flashbacks, that's the place to be. In the meantime, go Devils. Peace.